Later this week, President Trump will hold a fundraiser for his 2020 reelection campaign, and the high-priced event will be at the Trump International Hotel, blocks from the White House. Ethics experts say that's an example of the way the president is using his position in the White House and in politics to enrich himself. We learn more about the president's businesses in recent days when he updated his financial disclosure form. The new report suggests the Trump properties that he frequently visits are seeing higher revenues. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax heads a team of reporters who track the Trump family's business interests, and she joins us with the latest ethics news, a whole subcategory now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Robin.
Start with that fundraiser at the Trump Hotel. What is happening there?
Well, this will be on Wednesday night. President Trump will be heading just down the street, just down Pennsylvania Avenue, to go from the White House to the Trump Hotel, where people will be paying as much as $100,000 each to see him. The money will go to the Trump Victory Fund. That's for big donors. And for small donors, there was an opportunity to pay as little as, say, $35 to make a donation. And then you're in a lottery. And if you won the lottery, your prize was, and President Trump said, it would be you'll get to stay at in D.C.'s finest hotel. Mm-hmm. So this event on Wednesday is unusual for two reasons. One is that presidents typically wait at least a good 2 years into their first term before they start that kind of fundraising. And then the second thing is that you're doing it, you know, he'll be doing it at his own property. And of course, there will be charges for food and drinks. So he's driving up his own revenues. And then also there's the publicity. He's going to have a whole room full of very well-heeled people who will be there, you know, lobbyists, business people. And they may get the hint that it pleases the president if you spend money at his hotel.
Well, we saw this sort of spending loop during the 2016 campaign. Trump
yes.
would, he would take in donations, spend the money from the donations at his own properties. For instance, when he located his campaign headquarters in rented space inside Trump Tower.
Exactly. That's right. We've seen this before. The president would, when he was a candidate, would mm-hmm. raise money from donors, and then he paid it to himself, in effect, renting space at the Trump Tower for about $2 million. His campaign also charged $9 million for the use of his airplane. So this really gets weird when you get to the hotel, because here's the really crazy part of it. The hotel is located inside of a historic building. It's the old post office building. That's owned by you and me, the taxpayers. This is a historic building. Inside of it is this hotel. So think about that. The president is leasing the space, so he is a renter, but he's also in charge of appointing the person who can determine the rent. So he's the renter and the landlord, and he's also the customer because he's bringing this event to the hotel. So it's very strange set of circumstances that ethics experts say is really quite inappropriate.
Well, we're thinking, too, as you told us about what that lottery is going to be, he also gets to be the marketing executive because he says it's the best hotel in Washington, D.C.
But the finest.
This combination of roles, the president being the president and a promoter of Trump properties, appears to be, you know, working well for his businesses, according to the new financial disclosures.
Yes. Earlier this month, we got these financial disclosures, which Trump voluntarily put out. This disclosure was first put out in May of 2016 when it was required of him as a candidate. But, you know, he's never put out any tax statements. So this year, when spring came around, he refiled that financial disclosure statement. But, you know, it's really bare bones. It is not the tax filing. So this is just a statement of it's a 98-page laundry list of all the hundreds of business interests that he has in the countries all over the world where he has them. And it does provide you with a sense of what his conflicts of interest could be because it lists these assets. But, you know, it doesn't really show you a whole lot of detail, and it covered a somewhat different period of time from 2016. But what we did see in it, I mean, it seems pretty clear, is that the places that he goes to, like Mar-a-Lago and the hotel, have seen a surge in revenues. Mar-a-Lago's revenues were up considerably.
Well, and are we seeing the president get richer?
Now, the part about richer, that's a little more complicated because, as I say, this is a list of assets. This is what he has business interests in, but it doesn't tell you what his expenses are. So you see what the revenues are, but you don't see what he's spending. So is he really getting richer? We wouldn't know that unless he releases his tax returns, and he's made it pretty clear that he doesn't intend to do that. So, you know, and again, because it's a somewhat different set of months that the reports cover, it's not super precise, but it's better than nothing. It's the most we have.
Well, we can see from this report that he owes a lot of money, some $315 million to foreign and domestic lenders. And with past presidents, I'm thinking of President Obama, his ethics advisor didn't even want him to take out a mortgage.
That's right. Debt is something that ethics experts worry about a lot. They don't want you to be beholden to your lenders.
Yeah. Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR, heading a team of reporters who tracked the Trump family's business interests because this is an unusual presidency. Marilyn, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.